And so whatever he comes against me, I already know. The one that's coming against me has already been defeated by the one that's living on the inside of me. And because he's living on the inside of me, it's the greater one is in me. I release those words that tell him, you are already defeated, you have no place, and I'm not giving you a place. Hello, somebody. I say, hello, somebody. So, but no weapon that formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall what? Rise against you in judgment, you shall show to be in the wrong. When he tells you going out, you're not going to make it. You rise up and say, all my needs are met. You rise and say, the greatest he that's in me, the he that's in the world. You rise up and say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. You show it to be in the wrong. You're not going to make it out of this. I already made it. Show to be in the wrong. This peace, I mean, when everything is complete, everything is well, everything is good, don't you have peace? When your peace get disturbed, y'all ain't. When trouble shows up and try to disturb it, right? When something shows up, all of a sudden shows up, or something comes up, and you, in your natural mind, you can't see how you're going to fix it. That peace will leave you if you don't keep it. And you'll start meditating on that trouble. But when you know that everything is all right, when you know that you have been made the righteousness of God, when you know there's no good thing he'll withhold from you, when you know that you trust in the Lord with all your heart, not leaning to your own understanding, when you know that my God shall supply all of your need, when you know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, your peace will stay with you. Come on now. But when you're wondering, if am I going to make it, how am I going to get it? See, he didn't tell you to do that because he's already made it for you. And your peace, he said, this peace, when you know that you are the righteousness of God, this security, triumph over what? Opposition is the heritage of who? The servant of the saints, of the children of God, of the Lord, those in whom the ideal servant of the Lord is what? Reproduce. This is the righteousness of the vindication which they obtain from me. This is that which I impart to them as their justification, says the Lord. I've been made right. I don't care what you bring. I have been justified. You can't make it stick. I'm set free. All my needs are met. And you know what most people do when they get in a test or trial? They start whining and crying. If you start singing and dancing, shouting and giving God glory and giving thanks, you know what? The trouble will leave and everything will be all right because my God, like he said, he will supply all your needs. And you understand, listen to me now, and you understand when you attack with financial need, you know how to get the attack off. You get a seed and sow it.
That's right. Okay.
No, you don't run down to the welfare and try to get on there. You say, Lord, give me a seed somewhere. Because you know how it works. A farmer don't run down to the marketplace in harvest time and say, y'all, will y'all please fill my wagon up? I ain't got nothing. No, he knew back in the spring he better been sowing a seed. And see, when you understand how this worked and that God, you've been made the righteousness of God, that means you will operate in God's kingdom and not be deceived by the devil. Let me see, can I get to Jesus? At least let me touch this one. Look what Romans says, and I close. Look what Romans said. Romans chapter 5 and verse 17. Romans, let's go to, I still want to do that in the Amplified. I read that in the King James before. But let's do the Amplified today. Romans 5, 17. Are you looking at it? For if because of one man trespass, lapse, offense, death reign. Now, I want y'all to see this now, because the Lord pointed this out to me. So he said, for because of who?
One man's
what? Trespass, lapse, offense, death reign. Through that one man. Through that one. Y'all got to see this now. If offense was all right with God, why did God list it over there with death? Y'all going to sleep on me? Y'all just hanging on. Y'all better wake up. I said, if offense was all right for you to be offended, why did he list it over with death? That means you don't have anything to do with offense, because it's on the wrong. It's against you. It puts you over in the wrong place. It's opened the door for the devil to do stuff in your life, and you blame God for doing it. So he said, for if by one man, just one man did it, trespass, lapse, offense, death reigned through that one. That's why sin is here, because one man disagreed with God, did what God told him not to do. But one man, a second man came, and he did what God told him to do. Now look at the difference between the two. The difference between the two, he said, much more, didn't say same as. Are y'all in the house?
Yeah.
What did he say? What did he say? Much more. Surely, much more. Surely will those who receive. Oh, much more. Who? Much more. Those who will do what? Surely receive God's overflowing grace. Now notice, let me pull something out here. Notice he didn't say God full grace. Are y'all seeing what I'm seeing? He said, he didn't say God's full grace. He said God's overflowing grace. That means grace fill you up and overflow. God's overflowing grace, unmerited favor, and the free gifts. You didn't do anything to earn it. God gave you the gift of righteousness and made you right with himself. Put you in right standing with himself. Made you right. Qualified you for everything that he has in his kingdom. Putting them into right standing with himself. Reigns. Listen. Now listen to this. Reign as kings.